This Sunday, Satsang, May 26, 2024. The first part of the class will discuss tasting Bhakti Ras, the Manjari Bhav Upasana. Reading from a book called Manjari Srup Nirupan. Manjari Srup Nirupan by Kunjari Hari Das Babaji Maharaj, who is the guru of Sri Ananta Swamiji Maharaj. And he discusses how to become Manjari. So in this section, he's defining, explaining some different terms. He's talking about prema. Prema is the essential element in the internal pleasure-giving potency of Krishna. Devotion is Krishna's ladini shakti mixed with the essence of his consciousness energy, which is called samvit shakti. The essence of prema is desire, favorable. Master volume is too loud. The essence is particular desire, favorable to Krishna, which is the essential condition for devotion. The thoughts, moods, or state of mind, which is favorable for the pleasure of Krishna. Devotion means service. Varanatokoya means favorable service. Favorable to Krishna. How are you? Is it on? Yeah, it's on. You can hear it? Okay, you can hear it? Yeah, I can't hear it. Echo, that's okay now. You can hear it?
Yes.
Okay. Prema is not produced in the material world, but it appears in purified devotees that are blessed by saints or by eternal associates of Krishna. Prema is the essential portion of Krishna's Srupa Shakti, internal potency. What's another name for Srupa Shakti? What's another name for Srupa Shakti? What's the external potency called? What's the Jiva Shakti called? Jiva Shakti. Tatastha Shakti. What's the external potency called? External potency is called Bahiranga. Bahir means outside. Antara means inside. Antaranga Shakti is internal potency, Sura Shakti. So the prema is the essential portion of Krishna's Antaranga Shakti. It's eternal, spiritual, and full of rasa. Devotion cannot be produced in this material world. Rather, it appears in the heart of a fortunate soul who is blessed by a devotee. Prema is the element which gives one the eligibility to serve the object of his love. Service without love is nothing more than superficial imitation. The object of such service is never made happy by it, and the servitor also never finds real happiness by doing service without love. Nevertheless, even if one does have love, that love must take a particular shape in order for one to be able to engage in that seva. A father or mother must have a sense of motherly love or fatherly love to give shape to their love for their child, to create a situation favorable for serving the child. If a servant has a spirit of affection other than that of servitude to the master will not derive full satisfaction from one's service. In the same way, the attitude of a beloved to a lover, if it's not mixed with the proper spirit of wifehood or mistresshood, then however intense her love for her mate is, it will not be able to satisfy him completely. In the same way, loving devotion to Krishna has to take particular form according to, in other words, has to take sarati. If somebody would say, I love God. How do you love God? Oh, I just love him. How can you express love if you don't have, it doesn't have a form? I love this kid. How do I love the kid? Well, he's a kid. I love him. Do you love him like a mother? No. Do you love him like a friend? No. Do you love him like a master? No, I just love him. That's like, what's that love? It doesn't have any shape. Doesn't have any form. So devotion to Krishna must take a particular form, which means sairati. The example is given to that of Lakshmi, who wanted to attain Krishna in Braj. She performed austerities, but she couldn't fulfill her desire because she didn't follow the footsteps of the Gopis of Vrindavan. She did not accept their leadership in rendering service to Krishna. In other words, she didn't take the shape of the love of a Gopi. She didn't take Gopi Bhav. She had the form of a Gopi. She had a beautiful woman's form, but no Bhav. So the husband has a wife, she has a form of a wife, but she doesn't have the bhav. Doesn't have the bhav of a wife, or the bhav of satisfying as a wife, then he's not married. He has to have a wife. That's what he's trying to say. Worshipping Krishna with a sense of Aishwarya, or majesty, or queenhood, like Lakshmi, is useless. We will never attain Krishna Vrindavan unless one follows the gopis, which means Gopi Bhav, Anuga, Anugata, follow. Jiva Goswami explains that the shelter, reservoir of love is called Ashraya, the vessel, reservoir of love. So the present day sadhaka becomes a loving, affectionate Ashraya of love towards Krishna. The love flows from the Ashraya to Krishna's heart. And thus one attains perfection. What's the proof that the jiva has the potential to love? You always hear the same answer. Because the sroop is seva. The answer, correct answer is that verse, okay. We have to explain, I just read all the verse. The srub lakshana, srub means srub lakshana. The primary characteristic of a jiva is a tendency to serve. And if you're serving, it means a tendency to love. The service and love go hand in hand. If there's love, there's service. If there's service, there's love. one should concentrate on one of the eternal associates of Krishna in Vrindavan as an object of emulation. In other words, we should want to become like Tulsi Manji, like Rupa Manji. Become a clone. Get some DNA of Rupa Goswami. Get some DNA and shoot it in your veins. Rupa Goswami hormones. Become Rupa Manji, Tulsi Manji. Then you're successful. The sadhaka who desires Madhuri Rati will follow an Ashraya devotee in that mood. Who is the Ashraya devotee of Madhuri Rati? The Ashraya devotee of Madhuri Rati to follow is Rupa Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, Gopis. So what Narottam Das Thakur says, when will I stand behind Rupa Manjari? When Radha Krishna will look directly at me and say, oh Rupa, who is this new Manjari from Ramchandra Gera? Oh, you don't know? Here, the Rupa Manjari will say, oh, this is the Dasi of Manjulali Manjari. Manjulali brought her here and put her in my care. Manjulali told me that this Manjari is very humble. I saw it's also true. So I kept her with her. And I asked her to help me. So after telling Radha Krishna who I was, who I am, then Rupa Manjari will engage me in the service of Radha Krishna. So this is a verse from Narottam Das Prarthana, I think number 30 or so. It shows that the Guru Sakhi introduces the Sakhi, son of Siddha Sakhi, Manjari, to Rupa Manjari in the spiritual world. This is the point. That's why the whole system here is introduction. You have a guru, is a Sakhi Manjari, and he introduces you to his guru, Sakhi Manjari. And he introduces you to Rupa Manjari, because Rupa Manjari introduces to Radha and Krishna. So Narottam Das Thakur, his verse for Prarthana is often cited for the need to have a guru Sakhi. So usually the Diksha Guru becomes the guru Sakhi. As a Sadhguru, he's a guru, and Siddharup, he's a Manjari. In Sadhguru, you're a Shisha, and Siddharup, you're a Dasi Manjari, like the guru. But you're a servant of the guru. That's eternal. Chivara Sarupaya Krishna Nitya Das. So we're always serving someone above us, and ultimately connected to Radha Krishna. Rupa Goswami writes that one must serve Krishna in his sakarup, his internal meditated spiritual body. In both cases, you have to follow the rest of the Vrindavan. We should always follow a dear devotee of Vrindavan in sakarup and in meditation in our siddhadeya. This is basically a review of Raga Bhakti. This Manjari Bhava Srupan by Krishna Bihari Das Babaji. This is pretty much a review. Everybody's heard this so many times. So in the Siddharup, we follow Anicca Brijvasi, whose quality of love for Krishna is the same that we desire. In other words, we want to love Krishna like a gopi, so we follow a gopi like Rupa Manjari or Tulsi Manjari. As a sadhguru, we try to follow the example. Of course, we can never become Rupa Goswami or Raghunath Das Goswami, but we try to follow their example of chanting japa, singing bhajan, studying Bhagavatam, studying Shastra, doing prakriti Vrindavan, visiting holy places, having sadhusanga, doing kirtan with devotees, singing bhajan with devotees, and studying Shastra with devotees. They did all these things, plus meditating on Nityalila and their Madhuri's true. So this means following Rupa. No one can become or imitate Raghunath Das. But the general thing that they taught, Srinivasacharya explains exactly how they did bhajan in Six Goswami Astakam. Sankhya Purva Gagana Nama Natabi Kalava Sanikrita. Nijra Harabi Harakadi Vijato Chadyanta Dinachyo. They gave up eating and sleeping, and they spent all their time hearing and chanting about Krishna. Fixed number of rounds, so many bhajans, and of course Bhagavatam every day. But they all lived alone, separately, and everybody strictly lived alone, did their own, collected their own food, and met time to time to discuss Harikatha. So that's how one should live and do bhajan. Living alone, being coming together for Harikatha, and going back and living alone. This is ideal, this is best. Following the residence of Vrindavan, Braja Loka Anusarata, it's a verse from Nectar of Devotion. Braja Loka Anusarata means following, Anusar, following, not imitating. Does not mean exact imitation, but it means being obedient or subservient, following the tradition, following the example of that person, which I already said. Thus, the aspiring devotee should follow Radharani Lalita Rupa Rati Manjari by waiting for their orders for seva, then carry out those sevas in one's spiritual perfected body. And he gives an example of this. Braja Loka Anusarata, being an obedient servant of Rupa Manjari or Tulsi Manjari, awaiting their orders for seva. It's called seva agya. It is sung for prarthana. O Sri Radharani, when will you gaze upon me with mercy? You'll order me to bring flowers. And then the Lita Vishaka will order me to serve your lotus feet. Lita will give me a fan that will cool you with a gentle breeze. The idea of being a Madhuri of Radharani was established by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One has to worship in one's perfected spiritual body in obedience to Rupa Manjari. Without following Rupa Manjari, there's no possibility of getting orders directly from Radha or Lalita. Can't go directly to the top. You have to get a recommendation letter for your visa for the temple president of Vrindavan. You can't just go around, Rani. He has another bhajan on Parthana. Well, my guru, Lokanath. Well, my guru and Lokanath. Who is the guru of Narottam? Yeah. Why did he say, well, my guru, Lokanath? That's a little strange. Narottam Das Singh. I have a translation. It should read like this. Where will my guru, Loganatha Goswami, take you with him and give me to Sri Rupa? Sri Rupa will look at me and say, who is this new Manjari? And then Radharani will command me, okay, Dasi, come here. Quickly, collect all these things for Seva. I'll be afraid and stand behind Rupa Manjari. Then the two of them, my guru and Rupa Manjari, then Radharani and Rupa Manjari will start speaking while looking upon my face. The devotee on the path of Raghunatha Bhakti cannot experience the world of Radha Krishna without getting the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada the Saraswati writes, he doesn't quote where it's from. One who has accumulated a lot of fortune will find it as his devotion to Chaitanya's feet increases, the nectar of Radharani's feet manifests itself in his heart. As much as one realizes the nature of Chaitanya, that's how much will be absorbed in Radharani. One will develop an understanding of Radharani's great love, Mahabhav, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, one will be fully able to understand the glories of Radharani's love. Jai Gauranga. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ready. What happened? Watch out. Hari Das turned on the tank right away. He woke up. He woke him up. Terrible. Don't do that. Yeah. That's one of the ways that things go on, right? I think that's all I read from this week, from this book.